Rock 107 and Quinney News, very happy to have on the line Brett Emmons from the Glorious Sons, and he's also known as John Shambles. He is putting out a brand new project. First of all, can you tell me, Brett, who John is? Is this part of who you are as a person? Is this an alter ego? How do you describe him to people?
I think it's mainly just another outlet to release music. And I wouldn't go so far as an alter ego, but where the name came from was Andrew, who was in the Glorious Sons. He was our first guitar player. Still a buddy of mine. He used to call me John Bremens when I'd get drunk, because he said I reminded him basically of like a angry 50-year-old man. And Shambles was always a word that I kind of used in stories growing up. And when I got a dog, I named him Shambles. And I always told my girlfriends that my firstborn son would be named Shambles. And, you know, now I'm going to name my firstborn son after my dog. So it'll be Shambles Jr. And yeah, we'll just see how far we can take this.
It can be like that old show, This Is Daryl and This Is My Other Brother Daryl. See if we can get three or four of them down the road.
Yeah, it should be fun. It'll be fun to see the mayhem kind of make its work over the years.
I was curious about the time frame in which this project was created. Were any of these songs done over COVID, or are they more recent? Have you had them in the chamber for quite a while?
Two of them I've had in the chamber for a long time. So, like, a couple of them we tried recording with the Sons, actually, and they just didn't come out the way I wanted to. Like, there was a thing for a period of time where I kind of, looking back on it, was kind of accidentally trying to make the Glorious Sons like a solo project. And, you know, it just wasn't really fruitful for, I guess, the type of rock and roll that we were making at the time, or I guess that we're actually even capable of making. Like, you know, a band consists of, like, you know, each player kind of bringing to the table what they got, and everybody kind of brings a different ingredient. And in the end, if you're trying to hammer something into people that doesn't make any sense, you're kind of handcuffing yourself for the success that you could have, I guess, would be the best way of saying it. And yeah, there's a few of them that were just, they've been written for a long time. And the way for songs for me is I kind of, they hang around. If I like a song enough, or I like kind of the nucleus of a song, I don't stop working on them until I record them and I'm happy with the recording. And it can be a bit of a problem because, yeah, you can ruin a song that way, but at the same time, it's just kind of what I like to do, and I'd rather keep on working on something than just let it collect dust and forget about it.
Brett Emmons, a.k.a. John Shambles, joins us here for Rock 107 and Quinney News, a Spring Fever tour that's going to be kicking off in March. March 13th is going to be the launch in Toronto, and then some shows in May. Obviously, it takes a good while to get an entire album together, but Cabin Fever is the release. How do you describe it to people? There's 10 songs on this. Do you try and compare it to other artists, or do you feel like this is a drawback to telling a story start to finish with a whole album?
I can't really compare it to other artists. I'm not really good at that. Anytime that I try to compare an album to like another artist, I think people look at me like I have two heads.
Sure.
Because it doesn't really actually sound that way. And usually I'd probably ruin an album that way if I wanted to sound like somebody else. Obviously there's inspiration that you take while you're recording it, or you're listening to certain songs and whatnot. But I think it does kind of tell a cohesive story, or at least it tries to tell a cohesive story, you know, from start to finish. And it's just kind of about, I guess, that feeling of isolation. It never kind of left me, to be honest. I don't really want to say the C word, but, you know, I moved into a house in the country, and, you know, it's just been, it was a huge, huge learning curve, and I've had a pretty unique life kind of growing up on a tour bus, and I've had to kind of, I guess, come at that from the opposite direction, and kind of disavow kind of the way that I was living throughout my 20s.
Right.
I've had to kind of dial that back and kind of learn to live a different life, and be better for myself. And I guess that's been confusing for me, you know? That's the best way I can put it, is it's been really good, and it's been a lot of fun, but I've had a lot of confusion
right.
in my life, and cabin fever is about that, I guess.
One of the interesting things, I was listening, I think it's in the song Making Sense, one of the lines you say is, this song is about whatever you want it to be. You know in your head a piece of art, and I mean, we see it when people see visual art, but you obviously have what you think a piece of art is going to be perceived as, but you must get back 100 different versions of what a song means to somebody else and their perspective on your work of art.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it ceases to be yours as soon as you release it. It's kind of a hilarious process. You work so hard on it, and you're kind of aiming for some kind of sort of perfection, I guess, and you're trying to make it clear, but at the same time express yourself and, you know, make it interesting, and all that's just to kind of release it. And once it's released, you don't even really, like, you don't get any say anymore. Like, if I was to actually, like, go song by song with you and tell you what was going on in my head for all the song, it would just be self-indulgent. Like,
right.
Nobody would want to hear me just break down, you know, these songs from start to finish. It would just kind of come off as, like, weird, right? I find. And you can't, like, go and tell a critic, no, you're wrong about this, or,
right,
you know, nobody cares. As soon as you put it out, it's not yours anymore. So it's such a funny process. And the thing is, it is awesome because you get people kind of, they'll change the meaning of your songs for you. Like some site posted about landmines, and I forget what they said about it, but I read what they posted, and I was like, I guess that is what that song's been. And now that's kind of the way I think about that song. Whereas when I was thinking of it before, I was so deep into it, I'm just following a feeling, right?
Right.
And that feeling has thousands of different thoughts. Like, when you're working on a song, unless it comes very fast, like, there are so many, there's so much effort and thought and, I don't know, experiences that go into that song, and they might not all align in the end to make the most perfect song, but it's really nice when kind of somebody can kind of take your art and recharacterize it for you.
I was always curious, too, that if there was a song that was released, say, 10 or 15 years ago, obviously this is brand new and fresh for the world to hear, but do you get different meanings out of a work of art that you've done that maybe came off the Union or Young Beauties and Fools or something that hasn't been released yet, and you hear it again and you have a totally different perception of it from then the first time you put it onto a tape?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many songs floating around that we've recorded that haven't been put out. Right. You might decide one year you hate a song, and then it'll just kind of, you know, disappear for a while, and then, you know, 4 or 5 years later, you're going through a Dropbox, or, you know, somebody sends it to you, or somebody says, hey, you should check out so-and-so, and you listen to it again, and it surprises you, and just kind of time, and maybe being in a different place, and I don't know, dare we say maturity or something. You can kind of look at it with a different pair of eyes and kind of appreciate it for what it is. Stuff like that happens all the time.
Like you said, the second you release it, it's no longer the same, and it can kind of take on a life of its own. This album is coming out April 30th, and I'm sure there'll be some mixing of some more shows as things go on. Wanted to ask you what this summer is going to be like. I know we're doing a partnership with you guys on Guitars and Gasoline on the Sun side, So there's going to be lots of back and forth. Is this going to be a fun summer? Are you looking forward to the damn snow being done?
Yeah, I'm really excited for the snow to be done. Every winter, I convince myself in early winter, I'm like, I like this. And then as it starts to drag on, it starts to kill me. Like, the last week, it was nice for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And then we got smashed by snow again, and I was kind of slightly depressed, I guess.
Sure.
But it's going to be a really good summer, I think. Yeah, a lot of Glory Sun shows and just back at her. And we're back in the studio with the Sun this week, actually. So it's just really nice to be busy. And, it's really fun to have these two different outlets. Just one of them I've found is cathartic in the way that now I know when my skin starts to crawl in the lyrics or I want to scream, like, I know that's for the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And with this one, if I just want to chill and dig a little deeper, that's for me.